The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
If you're a fan of Love Island, recognise that intro music for that series. But I suppose the big news is that Women's Aid UK have filed a complaint against this year's Love Island over the behaviour of its male participants. They've accused Love Island of allowing contestants who demonstrate misogynistic and sexist behaviour to participate in the show. Women often made fun of, lied to or manipulated, which viewers are finding disturbing because of the deep-rooted sexism. So does Love Island have a problem with misogyny? And therefore, should it be taken off air? Well, to talk about this, we have Ali Ryan, founder and CEO of Goss.ie, and Mark Fennell, high-performance life coach and business coach. Good morning and welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Now, Ali, are you a fan?
I'm a fan of the show. And I also think that listening to what you're saying, in an ideal world, that sounds fantastic. But then can we stop the entire world from being misogynistic? If there were rules that women in general were only allowed to date men that had been psychoanalyzed first, that would make the dating world very easy. But unfortunately, that's not reality. And this is a reality show. And the job of the producers of these shows, in my opinion, is to accurately reflect what goes on in society. And this is just what modern dating is, unfortunately. Like, there is manipulation, there is lying, there is bad behavior. What I actually think is a bit of a positive with the show is that we're getting to watch it and we're getting to see the signs. And young women are watching this show going, that's not okay. So I actually think it's a positive thing that we're seeing this.
So when they see the bad behavior and they see the way the women are being treated and the lads talking, they think, well, they don't really believe it. They think they're talking privately, but they know in their bones they're being observed. Their conversations are being relayed to the general public. And the girls are seeing this and they're saying, actually, that is what happens in the men's bathroom when the lads go out for a pee in the pub or whatever. That's the way they're talking about us.
Exactly. And I think it really shows women what's acceptable and what isn't, because there's a lot of gaslighting that goes on. And don't get me wrong, Love Island have not always been good at this. But in the last few years, you can very much see there's a care team in that villa and there are psychologists and there's counsellors there. Because normally when a very difficult situation happens where a man has treated a woman very, very badly, you'll see the girl crying. She's not OK. By the next episode, she's very defiant and she's very outspoken. That behaviour is not acceptable. I'm not taking this. And normally the man in that storyline is apologizing, saying they realize what their bad behavior was. Now, do I believe that these men are genuinely reflecting? Do I believe the girls are genuinely being defiant? I don't know. But I think producers are getting involved and care teams are getting involved and they're saying you shouldn't accept this behavior. So the storyline ends up ending in a way where we all see women standing up for themselves and men being sorrowful. And unfortunately, we just don't see that in reality. So there's been a few love triangles, let's say, or situations like that on the show where it's ended with a man leaving the villa, which is what happened here. So Women's Aid made a specific complaint about a man on the show called Harrison. And after all of these complaints came out, he decided on his own accord, in inverted commas, to leave the show. But before he left, he apologized to all the women that he'd hurt. So you'd hope that young men and young women would watch that episode and go, actually, what he said and how he treated that girl was wrong.
Mm. Well, we want to give people who don't watch Love Island maybe a sample of some of the things that go on. And the alpha male dynamic is, demonstrated here. We listen to Harry as he's bragging to his friend Harrison about getting off scot-free for his actions.
Mate, how have you got away with that as well, by the way?
What?
You're kissing another bird and, like, just, like... And she's just, like, so happy.
You know I get away with everything.
Bro, are you not concerned?
Yeah, like, but you will... You'll get to my level.
I don't even want to be at that level, though.
You do, though.
No, I don't.
You do, though.
I don't.
So does he really want to get to the level where he gets away with two-timing and all the rest of it? Now, the whole idea of objectifying women is prevalent right throughout the series. This is what Harry has to say about his partner, Helena.
For me, with Helena, it's like, I don't know if she's just a good-time girl. Like, I'm like, no, the more I'm getting to know her, like...
You're literally having a good time, though, for real.
Bro, I'm having a good time, but I want to have a long time.
Yeah, but he also goes on in that particular clip. I've watched an extended version of that where he's talking about her past behaviour, sexual behaviour and so on. Let's talk to Mark Fennell, high-performance life coach and business coach. You're not necessarily addicted to this, but you do see it.
Yeah, we do watch it every night. My wife watches it, and I have to say I found it quite intriguing. I think what makes it work as a show, look, it's entertainment at the end of the day, But it is, like Ali said, it's the relatability. We can all see ourselves in someone in a good way, and we see someone else who we don't like. Oh, that's like that person I used to know. So this is what makes reality TV so good. It's very real in many ways. Now, obviously, things get dramatized and so forth. They do have support. They get 8 therapy sessions included for people who are on the show. But I will say, yes, the reason it's playing out so, I suppose, well in the newspapers for the right and wrong reasons, and the reason it's getting so much attention is because obviously you had Harrison sleep with a girl twice, and then he ends up saying to the other girl, listen, you pick me tonight, I'll go with you. And what it left was that triangle. And a lot of people are kind of condemning him for it and so forth because he sleeps with one and then the next day he's gone. And I think this is what's kind of really understandably got a lot of attention negatively wise as well, because it is horrendous to watch on. However, this is very much what does happen in real life. You know, it's not just isolated to the show. And I think a lot of us, nobody would like to be treated that way. Here's what I would say, though, in light of that. You've got, I suppose, the part of the brain that is the empathy center. This is not an excuse for this behavior, but that's not formed until we're 24, 25. So you will see young men, when spotlight's put on, there's social media behind it, there's all this fame behind it, it will bring out what's in them and it'll make it bring out the worst in them. But what I will say is, people are shocked at this, that this has happened. This is happening all the time. It's just we're seeing it play out in front of us now. And I think in one sense, it's good about the show because people start to say, hang on, that was just like that guy or that's like that girl. We can start to identify maybe the red flags to watch for. So this is not, should we say, void of reality. It is just more played out in real time in a very kind of fast pace.
Yeah, it's interesting that Harrison has come out now criticising Women's Aid and what they did to him. This is what he said. I've seen the backlash and it's hard to digest. I would disagree with a lot of it in terms of my respect for women. I do respect women. The worst has been from Women's Aid. I know myself and the girls on the show too. Tony said she knows I'm not a bad person, just went about situations in the wrong way. But the Women's Aid statement wasn't nice. It's not nice coming out of the villa to my mum upset by that. So I'd say that's been the hardest. And he said, to the women I've hurt, I'm obviously sorry. I got it wrong. And the back and forth between the two connections caused more harm than I ever intended. It wasn't ever an ego thing. I'm not proud of how I handle things and I'm not going to make excuses. And then he goes on to say, I just want to own it. If people can give me the space to grow from it, I will do everything I can to be better. And that's the only thing I can do.
You know, and obviously, look, it's good that he said this and come out and said this. I'm sure in many ways he had to say something, of course, because there was just such a backlash. The thing about it is, though, and I suppose it's a wider gamut, and this is what really drew my attention onto it. You know, when we look at this behavior, male or female, you know, both can be as equally as bad as the other. But in from the male perspective, this, I suppose there's a term used, toxic masculinity and so forth. When we look at a person isn't born this way, egocentric and so forth. This is something that's learned, nurture, nature. We learn over time, our psychology. If we remove, should we say, the closest people to us that would be meant to teach us how to treat other people, and they were removed, where else are we learning most things? It's online. And when we go online, what, should we say, gets the most likes? It's anything that's entertaining or egocentric. And so a lot of young men, and this is the bigger issue, that's the real issue, I think. A lot of young men are looking at this content, consuming it. There's no one else telling them how they should live except what they're viewing every single day of every single hour. And it's sending this message that it's okay to live in the moment, be who you want to be, treat people how you want to treat. And it's a very, I suppose, almost narcissistic kind of way of living. But this is really what is doing the rounds online. And it's becoming, we've seen the show Adolescence on Netflix. And for example, it really is highlighting what is coming down the tracks. It's nothing new. It's just getting worse. And it's becoming more, shall we say, dramatic in many ways.
Okay, Ali, the question of the harm that this might be doing the participants. I mean, they're all in there for fame and fortune. They want to become personalities in media. They want to make money. They want to get contracts with various cosmetic suppliers or whatever it might be. But in the past, you've had shows that mimicked real life. You know, The Hills was turned out to be fiction. Everyone believed The Hills. Made in Chelsea. Obviously, it's quite scripted. It's not that all of the things that you're seeing happening are happening in real life. But these are young people who go in, I suppose, untutored. They have to cope with all of this, and then they've got to cope with the notoriety that comes with it when they emerge.
And also, it's important to know that they're heavily produced in Love Island. We've interviewed so many Love Islanders over the years. So going back to the Harrison situation where he slept with one girl then chose another, we don't know if producers sat him down and told him to do that. Because what you have to also realise with this scenario, it's not just boys being boys, it's boys needing airtime to become famous. So some of the things that are going on in that villa may not actually be real. So he may never have wanted to get with that second girl. So there's a lot of falsehoods in the show to get them the airtime. I do think a few years ago, they came out to very, very difficult times, and Maura Higgins has come out and said that she had such an awful time when she came out. It is very difficult to kind of go back into society. They're literally plagued on the street. Like, I've seen people being mobbed. But I do think ITV are getting better at caring for them and doing the check-ins and giving them the therapy sessions. But they are very young to be dealing with this level of fame. And when you're in there, you don't know what clips are being shown and what isn't. So I'm sure it was a huge shock for Harrison to come out to be told, you know, that a national organization protecting women came out and slammed him. I'm sure I do actually feel really sorry for him that that happened. But at the end of the day, they go in there knowing what it's going to be like when it comes out, in terms of they are told, you know, every single tweet you've ever sent is going to be brought back up, any relationship you have, like, they are told various things like this. But can they ever be prepared? I don't know. But some people have come out of this show and they are now multi-millionaires, like Molly May. Maura Higgins has a huge career stateside. So I suppose it's the weighing up of, do I make a fool of myself on TV or do I go in and come out a millionaire? And I do think sometimes those really dramatic triangle relationships aren't 100% real. I think there's a lot of guys and girls in there thinking, I'm going to cry here, I'm going to get dramatic there, and then I'm going to get airtime on the show.
I want to play another little clip. This is Dijon as he manipulates the female contestants while also not taking ownership for his own actions.
You cut around to her in that challenge and said, I don't think Meg's breathing down my neck. And then you go to the other villa and tell that Caprice, oh, it's nice to have Meg breathing down my neck.
I'm just going
to
do one second. Do you remember what challenge that was?
I'm not.
Do you remember what challenge that
the
was?
The quotes challenge.
Do you remember what challenge that was?
It is.
Do you remember what challenge
that was?
Do you remember what challenge that was? I don't remember that challenge.
It's the quote challenge.
Now okay. You don't remember.
Great,
it.
Great, guys. Thank you.
You can never answer a question.
You see, not being a regular watcher of this, not being a watcher of it at all, anytime I pass through the kitchen when my daughter is looking at this thing, all I see are people with fillers, big lips, inappropriate big lips, and wearing very few clothes. Strutting around the villa with the fake tan dripping off them.
And then fighting with each other.
Yeah.
So, well, that scene in particular as well, just to put some context into that, that was an episode called Movie Night where they share behind the scenes conversations with people that they weren't meant to see. So I do sometimes ask myself, if we were all to sit down right now in front of a TV screen and Pat, you got to see what your friends and family said about you, and the same with you, Mark, we probably would get into arguments and there would be stuff said that isn't nice. So again, sometimes I look at this and go, right, well, the reality is we would hear things that we don't like, but it's for pure entertainment. We shouldn't know what people say about each other. But
by the way, what is the
Ali?
What is the discourse on social media about this year's Love Island? Are people sharing the Women's Aid view of slut shaming and all of that?
Yeah, like, I definitely think out of all of the seasons, this is probably one of the lowest levels of male contestants that are on this year, in terms of they don't really seem to be in there to actually find love. Now, we know they're all in there for fame, but some seasons there are a few really nice guys in there. There's normally one or two that kind of calm the boys down and say, no, guys, they're like the moral compass in a way. None of them exist this season and none of them are boyfriend and girlfriend yet. They're all just messing around. We're 2 weeks away from the final, a week and a half now. So I would say that out of all the seasons, it's probably one of the worst, in that the men aren't really being nice to the girls. They're lying to them. That guy Harry, you played the clip of Helena talking about her sexual past. In another episode, he talks about his sexual past and it is way more deviant than what she did. So it is a very uneven. But what I will say, when we get series like this, you see women coming together on social going, crown these girls the winners, forget the guys, these women deserve to win the show. So there's a lot of commentary like that this year.
Some of the comments coming in. John says the people in the program are short on brain power and big on muscle power. It's a program for the brain dead. Another one: I'm a healthy heterosexual male and I can't watch such a demeaning program of young women. The young women on this show are not helping themselves by their cheapening behavior. My mother used to say, if girls don't have respect for themselves, it's hard for others to have respect for them. And a final one: are our younger generation that gullible to think that life is based on the rubbish that is Love Island?
And I think as well, we have this synopsis of a snapshot. The show has to make it shocking each more year to keep viewers' retention. And so I think if what is the fix? I think true representation, having people who are in there who are a little bit more of a moral compass, to lead things in the right direction. And I think that's what's going to bring resolve to the scenario. The problem is we're going too far one direction, shock TV. And unfortunately, there's going to be the victims, which are the people on the show themselves, whether they take accountable or not. But it's shocking TV is what sells. And sadly, that's what it is. But I think it should come with a bit of a disclaimer at the beginning and say, this is a TV show. You know, years ago, reality TV shows used to have that at the start. They don't seem to have it anymore.
Now the thing about these shows, if people don't like them, they think they should be taken off the air. One way they get taken off air is if they lose audience.
Well, this is it. You know, people vote with their feet, you know, and this, they vote with the clicker at the same time. I do believe, though, because of what we're seeing, we are seeing a lot of what does exist in young men and women's society today, as far as kind of socially. We are seeing what is there, the gaslighting, the double standards, the denying what I said when I said it. That is evident. That is becoming problematic. You know, as we've had enough meta-analysis now from psychology, social science to see the toxic masculinity is on the rise, and narcissism since the 80s, they say, is at an all-time high today as it was, you know, 40 years ago.
Okay, Ali, chicken and egg. I mean, you say that these people in Love Island are actually reflecting the mores of the online dating generation. But perhaps the people who you pick up online when you swipe whatever way you swipe, that they are mimicking what they see on Love Island.
I honestly do.
You know, they
think
say this is the way it is. These are the social mores of my generation. Yeah. So this is the way I'm going to behave.
The only thing is, I suppose on that show, they demonize the people that act that way. So it's not promoted as you should treat girls in that way. But I agree with Mark. I do think, not that I was around in the 80s now, but I do think it's at an all time high. And as someone that has been in the online dating sphere and even just modern dating sphere in general, this sort of behavior is so common, like cheating on women, you know, texting other girls when you're trying to see someone else. Like, I have so many stories from my friends going on a lad's holiday and, you know, cheating, having affairs, double lives. Like, the reality is, I know more people that has happened to now than I ever had in my entire life. So this behavior is happening all the time. And the misogyny, and this is obviously why Women's Aid got involved. And I do work with them a good bit here in Ireland. And we always say that, like, the seed to everything, which is like violence against women, you know, even, you know, sexual assault, it does start with this idea that you can treat a woman in this way. So I do understand why they said, hey, this isn't okay. And I would love that we lived in a world where men were better and that women didn't accept some of the behavior. But unfortunately, that's not the reality. And these people are young. They do look so much older because of their lips and all the work that they've done. But some, I mean, when Molly May was on Love Island, she was 19. Mm. So some people are going there very young. And I think we do have to give them a little bit of kudos, you know, that the girls are allowing this behavior. They're living in this little, you know, ice cube almost, a place where there's no one else involved, there's no phones, there's nobody to ask for help. I think people are a bit harsh on them, but my honest opinion is what we see in the show is not half as bad as what's actually going on. So I actually think it's a dimmed down version, and I think it would be a lie to put people on that show who act really moralistic and are really nice and everybody lives happy ever after.
Mm. You don't think that's life at the moment for
unfortunately the dating
generation. Alright, so both of you are saying this show does serve a function?
I think personally it serves a function in one respect. It's highlighting the behaviours, and we see it, and then we may identify red flags in our own lives and go, hang on a minute, I've had that done to me. Oh my goodness, when I see it play out, that's not right. So I think it's good for, in a weird way, an educational way. It's good to see it play out when you're one step removed from it. It will help you see it in your own life in that realm. I will say that there is the drawbacks, because the people on the show can be, you know, demonised. I think the behaviour sometimes needs to be demonised, not the person, you know, because given the grace that their age, naive, they want to be famous. There's lots of triggers in that respect.
All right. Last words to you then, Ali.
Yeah, I agree. I think also it's opening the conversation for even teenagers and teachers talking about things like consent and coercive control. I actually think it's a really easy way to get teenagers to talk about it. And if I had a teenage daughter or son, I would be sitting down watching Love Island with them going, see, that's not okay. So I actually think overall it is depressing that this is the reality, but I do think it's an important show for young people to watch, and hopefully they look at it and go, that's not okay.
Holding a mirror up to life. Mm. All right. Yeah. Ali Ryan, CEO of Goss.ie, Mark Fennell, high performance life coach and business coach. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.